Greetings, citizens. I'm Space Ghost with an important announcement to make. We're broke. That's right.
The Load Radio Hour
is out of cash. So tonight our regular show has been pre-immunized for a special
Load Radio Hour
telethon. If you love me, or have ever loved me, or ever plan to love me in the future, I urge you tonight to please stay tuned and pledge generously to help keep the
Load
alive.
So what are you going to do if the show gets canned?
I got a few irons in the fire.
Like what?
They're remaking MacGyver. Only this time, he's a woman.
What are you talking about? He was always a woman.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Load's first annual telethon. We need that web space bad, and boy, are we going to get it. The phone lines are open. The number to call is 866-529-7487-632-891. Call in right away. We need that web space bad. There are starving Loads in Tangieria who cannot download the show because I have no web space because Kang Pei's server, you know, failed the shit out of it. Coming up next... God only knows.
One time I was walking down the street in New York, and this guy told me I was wearing a faggy shirt. What does that mean? Total stranger walks up to me, "Hey, nice faggy shirt, you faggot! Faggot! Faggot!" I remember the shirt, it was pink, and it had little pictures of guys blowing each other on it, you know, like it's like a print.
Good evening,
Gautino
Terminal.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm calling about that ad for the activity director.
At 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I've done this before. I just got off of work. I worked a strange type of shift thing. I'm on a lunch break right now. I sleep most of the day. This thing came out. I'm good at this, and I'm good with old people. I can get them exercised. I get them going. You know, I get them jumping around, jumping jacks. You know, stuff like that, exercise, they love it, sing-alongs, I get them singing, playing bingo, games, dominoes, darts, bowling, skittleboard, you name it. I've done this.
So you have activity director experience?
No, I got a long list of references. I've not only worked in this country, I worked over there in Japan. I was an origami director. I'm former military, but I was you know what origami is, don't you?
So you know how to play jumping jacks?
Well, no, I can direct them in, like, physical activities, but origami's like a paper folding thing. It's an activity. It lends itself well to manual dexterity and, you know, skills such as that, which is very important in older people,
right.
Particularly, you know, if you're having arthritic problems, so on and so forth.
Right.
It's therapy.
Right. Well, you're welcome to come in and fill out an application.
All right. What do I come in right now? What's your name? I'm on my lunch break. If you're close by, I could scoot over there.
Well, we're closed now. Our doors are locked, but you can come in, like, sort of between 8 and 5.
So you'll be there tomorrow between 8 and 5?
Mm-hmm.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Marty.
Okay, Marty. And tell me a little bit about the job.
Well, it sounds like you pretty much know all about it. That's basically what it is.
That's it. Is it a large home, or do I know all these people by name? Or?
Eventually you would, sure.
Okay, we got not only seniors, but some younger folks?
No, it's mostly seniors.
Okay, but I used to be a lifeguard. I do swimming.
Oh, we don't have a pool, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, I can do everything.
Okay.
And I can do cooking classes, anything they like.
Oh, okay.
And these folks are pretty together.
Right.
And I can, one thing I'm going to spin them all up, you know, we get that cart with all the little cups on it, we put the pills in it, and what I do with each person, it's not unlike what you do with a child. I let them watch me take some pills, so they'll take some pills. The thing is, the pills don't affect me.
Hmm.
I can take pills.
You mean like a residence pills you could take?
Yeah, but, you know, placebos, that sort of thing. You can even throw in some real pills. They don't bother me. And after that, I can also get into a bus or a van. I could truck them on up to Griffith Park. We can do whatever we want to,
Griffith,
you know?
Griffith Park?
Yeah.
Where's that?
I don't know. We can take them anywhere on field trips.
So could you take, like, a bunch of Haldol and lithium and then get in the van and
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't mix anything like that.
Okay.
I wouldn't mix anything like that. But, you know, you put an Advil or something in there. They don't know the difference. They watch me take it. They'll take it themselves. I take the van down. We go through a drive-thru or something. You know, we take them through a Carl's Jr. We get them a large Dr. Pepper.
Okay, let me see if I get this straight. You can get the residents to take their pills by you taking pills that they're taking also, and then you can get in the van.
What they think that I'm taking also, okay. But I can't take as many. I'm not going to kill myself or inhibit my driving inhibitions.
So we could just give you a bunch of aspirin or something.
Right, or you know, or just a gelatin tablet, or
or vitamins, even
some stuff. Yeah,
right. Or it could be.
They don't know the difference. And then I get them on the bus, and you know, I've got five different types of licenses here. I can drive something with 15 gears.
What about 15 wheels?
I've never been in something with 15 wheels. I can drive an 8-wheeler tractor trailer. But a
it's
bus.
A class 2 license you need.
Yeah, I got them. I got them all. And what we do is I do sing-alongs. I've been in, have you ever heard of Mitch Miller?
No.
Before I went into the military, I was a professional singer. I was in New York.
Can you take them to Brace Park?
Where's that?
I don't know. I just...
Give me a Thomas guide, I'll get them there.
Okay.
You know, bring an orderly up to you.
Turn this off.
You're on the Load Radio Hour. How much would you like to donate?
I want my money back.
You want your money back?
I want my money back.
No, I'm afraid that's not the way it works, my young friend. See, here on the Load Telethon Hour, we're attempting to procure a web space for the Load Radio Hour, and if you don't turn off the music in the background, I'm going to come over there and rape your mother.
Wait, come on, that's old. You fucking offered to do that last week, and I've seen
and
no raping of my mother.
I totally delivered. Now, what the fuck? Nigga.
No, you're seriously jonesing for web space?
Yeah, we need web space, and we need it now.
Okay, well, why don't you tell me and all the other good people listening to the show what exactly you need? What are we looking at space-wise and all this other shit?
Here's what we need. The Load Radio Hour needs 700 gigabytes. Wait. Holy shit. No, that's not it at all. Okay. We need 2 or 3 gigabytes of web space, or it's over. Totally over. The Load Radio Hour cannot go on without web space. I'm sorry. We just can't do it. There's no way.
Okay, and what do we need the web space for?
All right, well, here's the thing. I'm gonna start selling DVDs containing all the episodes of the Load Radio Hour previous to now. So, in a brilliant business move, I'm going to undercut myself by offering all the episodes for free on the internet. It's genius. I mean, obviously. You know, I thought it up and everything. But,
yeah, so, I mean, it's bona fide genius if you thought it up.
Yeah, definitely. All right, but here's the thing. Right now, I don't have the web space to put the episodes online so people can download them. I can't put the latest episode on. Like, hardly anybody has even heard the racist honky show or the pill-popping raver show. It's just
I've heard
happening.
Them all.
We cannot get this message across to the Hitler youth of our nation unless we get the web space. And it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Totally up to you, because God knows I'm too Jewish to go out and pay money for this shit.
Throw the Jew in the oven.
All right, well, we played that last week. I tell you what, we got some hip-hop coming up. Kids love hip-hop. We know you dig it. Cyberdyne, it's been wonderful sodomizing you. Godspeed, you wretched sodomite.
I tell you what, I will pay for the web hosting. I will buy the DVDs as long as you edit out every time Rukus has ever called and fucking failed it.
I'm sorry, we don't have the computer resources to devote to that kind of thing.
Well, you obviously don't have a 7-second delay either, because I can say shit like pussy, fuck, ass, and nipples, and look, nothing happened.
You know, 7-second delays are for faggots. Anybody that uses a delay on their show is just a total cockbiting pussy. Absolutely.
I would tend to agree with you in this situation.
I mean, what the fuck? The FCC, you gotta have a 7-second delay. What the fuck is the point of a live broadcast
if you know that
it's gonna be censored?
Why don't we make the DVD and we'll mail it to Clear Channel, and then you'll make millions of dollars, and you'll never have to worry about web hosting.
Well, the thing with that is that Clear Channel doesn't want my shit. And
oh, yes, they do. They just don't know it yet.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the only way that I could ever get Clear Channel to play anything that I've ever done on the air would be at gunpoint.
And well, maybe that's what we need to do.
Our fanatical armies of the night are just simply not strong enough to take out, you know, their hordes of robot servitors. Cyberdyne, it's been thrilling chatting with you. I'm going to disconnect now and...
Good day, good night, and, good morning, wherever you may be, you sick English bastard.
God, my
good day.
Fucking life is hell. I wish I was dead! And by that, I mean you should call in now and donate to the Load Radio Hour. We need hosting. We need hoes. We need hostess cupcakes. Whatever. Send it to us, you faggots.
Why do the stars of this spirit's music shine with such intensity upon the double zero of our blinking eyes? The questions multiply the mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to direct your attention to the fact that so far, it's been, let me see here, 20 minutes of the show, and we've gotten exactly 20 cents in pledges, and that was just some shit that I found. There's some pennies wedged into my keyboard here. So I'd like everyone to dig deep, dig with your whole heart, and dig a 6-foot trench for me to hop the fuck in when this telephone fails and I can't even get web space for the show. Coming up next.
Do you think a baby could eat another baby? Eat another baby? Eat another baby? Eat another, eat another, eat another baby?
Eat another baby? Eat another baby? Eat another, eat another, eat another baby?
Eat another baby? Eat another baby? Eat another, eat another, eat another baby?
Do you think a baby could eat another baby? Do you think a baby could eat another baby?
Baby,
do you think a baby could eat another baby?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I will keep this short and succinct. If you don't give me some of your fucking money, I am going to break down the door to your house, using my dong as a battering ram, and stab you in the face with it until I bust a nut so hard it comes out of your ears, nostrils, and asshole simultaneously. Then I will proceed to tie up and rape each of your family members to death, disemboweling them with a jagged metal phallus covered in rusty spikes. I will break your arms and legs, and fuck you in the ass until your spine snaps, and you will spend the rest of your etched existence licking my far egism from your paws, and crawling around in the dirt with your chin, wishing you hadn't been too due to donate. For the Load Radio Hour, I'm Horatio Brunswick, hiding in your cellars, waiting for you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories research into the basic nature of speech. Laboratories research into the
way, way back in the 1980s, secret government employees dug up fake disguises and ladies and made up using genetic copies. Now the clones are sexy teens. Now they're gonna make it if they try. Loving, learning, sharing, judging. Time to laugh and shiver and
total devastation of your wet radio station. Jesus fucking Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an evening of fa- failure, which could only have been the result of Rukus. I'm betting that Rukus somehow packeted the server and caused this horrible fucking calamity. Anyhow, we've got a song coming up next. It's for Time Cop. And Time Cop was the cause of the server failure. Time Cop is causing the server to fail. The cause of the server failing is Time Cop. And if any of you were listening to that with your X terms, you're now at minute 1,538 of the Load Radio Hour. For the rest of you, I forgot to fucking record it again. Ah! See, and this is the kind of thing that your money, your sweet, sweet money, can prevent from happening ever in the future. Donate now. Actually, we've got a beg page set up for the Load Radio Hour. The equipment that it's supposed to buy on there is out of date, but everything else is correct. If you surf on over to instantlobotomy.com/lrhbeg.htm, you'll be confronted with Penis Bird.
This pamphlet at the top of the door. About fun the people were at the show. The jam sets was awesome. It whooped the horse's ass. Japan man, Japan man, Japan man, Japan man. The band played it on. The band got down. The crowd roared like a rhino. The jam sets it whooped the tiger's ass. Japan man, Japan man, Japan man, Japan man.
Stop the presses! We've just received word that if I do the robot, Hal Jordan is going to donate money to the show. So without further ado...
This is my tower of power where I devour those who cower. And if you're cursed with thirst, you can drink my golden showers. Hour after hour, hour after hour.
Hour after hour, work is ever Uber. Work it harder, make it better. Do it faster, makes us stronger. All that ever.
I'm destitute. I live in a fucking refrigerator box. Every day, people come by and pelt me with garbage. It's just a continual descending spiral directly into hell. So hey, listen to the roots.
Think. It's black thought, open your eyes and don't blink. Yo, to rock this mic is like a basic instinct. But it's true, do set.
Behind me, the mic champion, more than a step beyond. Motherfucker sweating me, begging me just to get me on. Macro cosmic, micro master.
Hey, yo, I'm all the way, way, Phil, lay. People wanna see the way the Illadel play. Yo, look in the mirror, watch what yourself say. I'm from S-Pay, no mortal man can test me. Thought, I keep aligning it, upper echelonian. Heineken, hold the rhyme. And it flows, reminding them cats to hear me or some shit from back in the past. You have stepping out, could never fathom a grasp.
Cause hey, yo, we got a doctorate in cold rocking it, bringing this apocalypse. Nigga, you mad topical. This my rap's tricks, your optical, Mr. Superficial. I'm ripping apart your heart tissue. This is your official dismissal. I don't study the artificial. Who fucking with the dark crystal? Yo, what art is you? I'm moving like a smart missile, aimed and
guaranteed for to ritual. Hop you in the fifth. Duke is gonna perform, you went for it. It ain't no way to censor it. My style metaphoric to bricks and 10-ton stacks, hard to lift. The artist coming out the fifth darkness.
We go back like ancients. Why you ancient? Subterranean, live against the gradient. Afro-American slash Afladian. In your universe, my star's the most radiant.
Touch this elephant dynamite. Come on, touch this elephant dynamite. Come on, touch this elephant dynamite. If touch this elephant dynamite. Touch this elephant dynamite. Come on, touch this elephant dynamite.
And yo, it's all the way live from 215. Plus, the mission is denied. Soldiers wait outside. Two extremes collide like Jekyll and Hyde. And I provide you with the swerve you need. But take heed, you travel at light speed. Iller than adventures you might read. Official original breed, the Justice League. Yo, it's the P5D style fashionist. Other MCs, they actresses.
Yo, Mr. High Poops, you about to get shot down. Trying to fly above the Silla Fifth compound. You know, since the get go, I rock your disco. Ain't nobody better, but yo, you get my gist. So see, I represent, so you gotta squint. As far as how I really do it, you incognizant. We cause a new sense and getting decent. So save you 2 cents. Don't come in my district, kicking out every shit.
Just all simplistic, limited click it. Lyrically lifted, touching the fifth shit. Trenches of the mentally twisted, you enlisted. Five was the emblem on the mic you got hit.
And I stop ya, till you call me conqueror. Back slapping all them niggas that slept. Thinking that Elo could ever disappear. I'm stripping a veneer with the snide ether. Reef for cry, reaping premieres.
Check it out. Touch this elephant dynamite. Come on, touch this elephant dynamite. Come on, touch this elephant dynamite. Touch this elephant dynamite. Come on, 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 touch this elephant dynamite. Yeah, touch this elephant dynamite. Check it out.
Come on, folks, isn't this worth at least a few million? Ooh, watch him juggle. Hey, wait a second. The total just went down $5.
I know. I just rented barbed wire. I hear it's all sauce.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce that here on the Load Radio Hour, we've gotten our first donations ever. I'd like to thank Cyberdyne and Hal Jordan from Old Wares, who I will be ceasing my ceaseless jihad on for like 2 or 3 weeks as a result of. All right, we're up to $35 for the Load Radio Hour web hosting. And I guarantee I will not spend it on PCP and let you guys find out about it. I guarantee. That is a guarantee. Coming up next, more fun calls. Oh, and by the way, if you're wanting to call in, go for it anytime about halfway through this. Whatever. You know how we do.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, sir. Happy New Year. We are continuing our program, sir. If we were to send you out a one-time pledge card...
Yo, dude, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Who are you talking to?
It's my cousin Stacy, all right?
Stacy?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, listen, that's my annoying roommate.
Oh, boy.
And if he picks up the phone or whatever, just don't tell him what this is about, because he always does this. He always, whatever I want, he wants, and he doesn't have any money. He's just really
jealous
annoying.
Jealous of you, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We'll send you out a two-part invoice. The other part...
Oh, can you hold on just 1 second? My food just came to the door.
Oh, sure.
Okay, sure.
Hello, Stacy.
Who's this?
Steve. I needed to talk to you for a second.
Well,
You didn't say anything to him about New Year's, did you?
No.
Oh, thank God. He has no idea that we hooked up, and he'd throw me out of here if he knew.
No, I would never say no.
Oh, thank God. Now, I didn't hear from you. I was worried. I don't know. Are you mad at me?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm just really busy.
Oh, okay. Can I try to call you again?
Sure.
I was also worried because, I know we had a lot to drink and we had unprotected sex. I hope you didn't, I was worried you got pregnant.
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I gotta tell you, I can't stop thinking about you. I just been thinking about, that night and stuff, and I just hope I can see you again.
Absolutely.
I
do have to talk to him.
Okay, well, no, I just don't tell him. You promise you won't tell him?
No.
And you won't tell him I had you up against the wall and we're having, you know, sex from behind and all that?
I'm not going to say a word.
All right, oh, here he comes. Oh. Hold on one second. I'll call you later. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. He was trying to hit on me. He thinks I'm Stacy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He asked if he could continue calling me, and I said, yep, that's okay.
I didn't even know he was talking to my cousin.
Well, he...
He must be seeing her behind my back or something.
I'm not going to really repeat some of the stuff he said to me.
Why? What else did he say?
I can't repeat this on a telephone.
Why?
It just was... I get fired if I said
so. Just tell me what he said, please.
You know, I feel really uncomfortable with this. I mean, it was just kind of filthy and just all that.
It was filthy?
I don't want to repeat it.
Because he's not going to be honest with me, either, Stacy, and I need to know.
He said they drank too much and they had unprotected sex and he wanted to know if I was pregnant.
What?
Literally.
Steve. Steve.
What?
You had an affair with my cousin?
What?
What are you talking... With Stacy?
No!
What do you mean, no?
No, what are you talking about?
This woman on the phone told me that you were hooked up with her, you were drunk one night, and you had unprotected sex with her, and you wanted to know if she was pregnant?
Oh, my God, what did I get myself into here?
Why happened. Would she say that?
I don't know.
Did I tell you to stay away from her?
I didn't do anything with her.
You didn't do anything with her?
She's lying. She's lying.
Miss, are you lying? Did you not tell me that?
I said it.
No, she's lying.
Man.
Pack your bags.
No,
get out.
No!
God, what did I get myself into?
The flat of Grand Land, the form of being a crop of some sort of center, and the land of war I forgot. I built this building, dishes express them spell. Think run left from right, think push, think the amphib, one thug, smile. I've heard a lot of things in the flesh bottom boat ride. Never killed a man, never got a tattoo, but I've choice down pat. Huge choice after choice after huge choice after huge choice after huge choice after choice after huge choice after choice after this. Now I'm having out patterns. Have the last line. Belch belly laugh. Belch belch belly laugh. For now.
Oh, what a feeling. I'm alive.
Just minding.
Waterfall in the kitchen.
Minding yourself.
Dad in the
air. Yourself.
Set yourself up. But you still have to do the building thing. Playful healing, also stupid at a moment's notice. The bends, I've set them high and got the bends. And disease and pain and guilt and disappointment.
Sarah, you were on camera in the bathroom. We all saw it on the internet. Hundreds of people are masturbating to it right now.
Sometimes God takes those closest to us because it makes him feel better about himself. He's a very vengeful God, Stan. He's all pissed off about something we did thousands of years ago. He just can't get over it. So he doesn't care who he takes. Children, puppies, it don't matter to him so long as it makes us sad. Do you understand?
But then why does God give us anything to start with?
Well, look at it this way. If you want to make a baby cry, first you give it a lollipop, then you take it away. If you never give it a lollipop to begin with, then you would have nothing to cry about. That's like God, who gives us life and love and health just so that he can tear it all away and make us cry, so he can drink the sweet milk of our tears. You see, it's our tears, Stan, that give God his great power.
I think I understand.
Yeah, I call about the Christmas bunnies.
The what?
The Christmas bunnies.
Oh, the Easter bunnies?
Yeah, they're still alive.
Yeah, they're still alive, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How much for them?
I just ran over to the fellow who has the bunnies. He's asleep now.
Oh, is he? Okay, don't wake him up, though.
No, no.
I don't want to make him mad at me. Can you tell me one thing?
What?
Do the either one of the bunny or any of the bunny come with a recipe?
Recipe?
Yeah. Hey, hear my brother. Talk to my brother. He speaks better English.
Hi.
What price you can make just for the hind quarters?
I don't know.
What price can you make?
They're not my bunnies. I just ran a room here. The fellow who has the bunnies is asleep now.
Do they have large, good, plump rumps?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at them.
Could you go smell one?
Well, they're outside now. I'm in bed.
Because what they smell like will tell you if it's a good bunny.
I'll tell you, call tomorrow and talk to Larry, okay?
Could you go stick your tongue up one of the bunny's assholes?
Hello?
Oh, yes, I had the electronic equipment, the BBCR's computers, everything. I've got them, and I give them to the electronic student. You come over and get them.
Do you know what time it is?
You see, yeah, they send the recycler.
Yeah, but it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I just finished doing the inventory. They're ready to go. They're the extra ones we have. They're all new, and they're in the box.
I'm not. Let me let you talk to him, all right?
All right. You wake him up. I'll talk to him.
All right. Hang on.
Okay. I love you.
Hello?
Yes, I just finished the inventory. Everything is ready to go. I have the electronic equipment. There's some TVs, a VCR, and one computer. Are you the electronic student?
Yeah.
Okay, I finished the inventory. It's all in the boxes. We had some extra ones from the ones that we stole when we ran the car into the front of the store, and the insurance will pay for them, so I had to get them off my hands quickly. And I trade them to you, right?
Well, I want you stuff that don't work anymore.
Why?
So I can, because I'm a student and I'm learning to fix them.
Well, I could take the boxes, I could put some water on them. With water, you think damage them sufficiently to need the repair?
Yeah, that would do it.
And, okay, so you will come ahead, and what do we trade, or what? Because I'm looking, I need a male approximately 18 to 24 years of age who can recite the poem Little Bo Peep Who Lost Their Sheep. Hello?
Yeah.
So, it's right. I go ahead and I'll start putting the water on them. You talk to my brother, Yusef. He gives you the directions.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You will meet us at our boat. Our boat is in the International Marina at Redondo Beach in the harbor. It is has like the black jack. It is called El Hal. And you will meet us at our boat. We will give you the electronics to you.
See, I'm just looking for...
All?
People want to throw away. You know, I'm just doing this for experience. But, you know, I'm not buying it or nothing.
We will throw them away in the ocean tonight. We have a large electronic, then we can throw it in the ocean. Unless you wish to come get it, and if you know the poem, Little Bo Peep. Yes, did my brother Yusef give you directions?
Who's your brother?
Yusef, he's on the top of the boat. We have the stolen equipment, and we need to get rid of it tonight. Is it the deal?
What do you want?
We need a male 18 to 24 years of age who can recite the poem. Hello.
I don't know anybody that can do that.
What is your age? What did you rate? Perhaps you will do.
What is my age?
What is your age?
I'm 52.
I do not believe you. You lied to me. You lied to me.
Hey, this is cool. I will... said shit like this on the phone before, but yours is the best I've ever heard.
Who is this?
And just an update. Here on the Load Radio Hour Telethon, currently we're at $35 out of the $100 that I would like to get to forestall killing myself. So if you don't want to hear, "I told you I was hardcore," later tonight, cough up with the dough, fuckers. And you can PayPal that money to doombus@instantlobotomy.com, visit our begging page, or send me an envelope full of your fucking wallet.
Hello.
Yeah, I was calling about that I had in the Daily Breed treasure hunt for the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it a white baby?
I beg your pardon?
What kind of racial admixture is the child? Is it a white baby?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, I need a white baby.
How
old is he?
No, this thing is, it's been sitting around for several years.
Well, who did
my grandson?
Who's been feeding it? It's a baby.
Well, the baby is moved away with its parents. I'm just a grandchild and a grandfather, and they would come over and visit.
Well, then how come you still had the baby if you're just a grandfather? Why are you selling the baby in the newspaper?
The baby?
Yeah, is it a white baby? I'm looking for a white baby.
No, this is a...
I thought since the Emancipation Proclamation, it's still a human.
No, it's a playpen, a playpen.
Oh, it's not a human being.
No, it's a playpen.
Oh, well, okay, I see. I misunderstood then. You got my hopes up. I was looking to buy a white baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to keep him out in the backyard.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Willie. Can I help you?
Oh, yes, I would like to see. Is there a way I can find out which date that I applied for a loan?
You want to find out when you applied for your loan?
Yeah, the date that I applied.
You took out a loan with us?
Yeah.
Look on your calendar.
On my what?
Look on your damn calendar. Why can't you look on your calendar?
Well, what kind of fucking customer service representative you? You telling me to look at a calendar?
Hey, don't be talking to me that way, bitch. I just asked you to tell you to look at your calendar. You don't know when the hell you took out your loan? What's your loan number? I'll look it up for you.
None of your fucking business, you faggot ass.
Hey,
that's why you're working in customer service. Sitting on your fat, lazy, stinking, nasty behind making $6 an hour.
It's kind of gibberish. Your lips flapping in the wind.
And our lines are open, folks. Call in to the Load Radio Hour Telethon and fucking die of cancer. You're on the Load Radio Hour.
Hello, is this Load?
Yes, you're speaking with Load. Are you prepared to tender over all your personal possessions to my unholy jihad on the radio?
Well, as much as I like to, I would like you to know that although I myself cannot donate anything of monetary value to your radio show at present time, I will donate all the contents I find in the wallets of the wordless Yiddish scheiss toiletten I brutally murder in the future.
We take gold teeth also.
Okay. Well, to raise money for your show, in the meantime, I would like to announce that I am going to take up my former habit of injecting heroin directly into my penis for pocket change on the street.
That's just excellent. This is GNAA member DMX. He's going the distance for the Load Radio Hour.
Yeah.
And I totally...
Sold that von the Yud Toten Corps.
I totally encourage you all to follow in the footsteps of the Yud Toten Corps and debase yourself on the street for spare change, which you can then PayPal to me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, DMX, I've got a phone call that you recorded earlier. I'll be playing that later. I'd like to announce, so far, we've gotten two donations, one from Cyberdyne for $10, and I guess he's going to be missing out on school lunch for the week, and another one from Hal Jordan from Old Wares, $25, big spender. Woohoo!
Listen up. If we get 65 more dollars, I'm going to match the amount. I'm going to match the $100. The Load Radio Hour will get a new microphone. One that doesn't sound like this when I talk too loud. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be most excellent.
Oh, okay.
Give me erection.
Yeah. Well, guys, if you want DMX's throbbing nigger cock to be pulsating and engorged with blood, you've got to call in now and send us your money. We totally need your money to continue doing this totally for free show that I've been doing, like, since the dawn of fucking time, for absolutely no reason, no income, no sense whatsoever. Nothing else even comes close. DMX, thank you for calling in.
Okay. Well,
please,
can I give one last message to viewers of your radio show before I go?
Please do.
Well, I would just like to say that Nords are cute, Nords are strong. Be nice to them because they belong. Stop hating, stop kicking. Come visit the Nord. It's easy to find him because he lives in a fjord. Be happy and nice to your Nord. Give all your cock and he will eat before you can cover it in a sock.
Godspeed, you wretched faggot.
Goodbye.
And that's all we've got to hear from DMX there. I've got a prank call attempt that he made. I'll be playing that later. Here's more of me and J-Mo. Aliens look like people.
Please record after the beep. To end your message, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Yes, I need help. There's, it sounds crazy, but there's aliens, and they look exactly like people. I need help to fight them. If you're a real person, please call me. My number is 524-8500. Please help, God. They're everywhere.
Good afternoon, doctor's office. Can I help you?
Yes. Do y'all do hydrocolloid therapy? I have a slight dysfunction.
Uh-huh. We do detoxification, but...
What's that?
It's a detox of the body.
How do you do that?
Well, we have several different types. You'd have to talk to Dr. Dower about it.
Maybe that'll help with my dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold on just one moment?
Yeah.
Keep on hold. Can I help you now?
Yeah, I'm talking about my dysfunction.
Right. I can get you in with Dr. Dower for a consultation. There's no charge for that.
Well, what are they going to do to me?
They'll do a consultation. Ask any questions you can ask whatever questions you want, and we can tell you what type of procedures we use for that.
And they'll do the detox on me?
Yeah, more than likely. The consultation is first, though. We always do that first, and like I said, there's no charge for that. And if you decide to go on with some treatment, right then he'll speak with you about it if you decide you want to go on with treatment.
Well, I don't think I ate anything. I think it happened the other night, and it was after... Exactly, my friend Bill had done some acupressure,
mm-hmm.
and some acupuncture on me,
mm-hmm.
and I think I got something lodged.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you'd like me to schedule the appointment, I can. My first availability would be Thursday afternoon.
Okay, but they can do that detox and get that Coke bottle out of my butt.
You're on the Load Radio Hour.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How
Who
are
is
you?
This?
This is
Who
the...
is this?
Yes. Hello.
Why are you calling me?
I'm sorry. It's necessary for me to call you in order to extract the sweet, sweet milk of your tears.
I'm tired of this harassment, and I want it to stop right now. If you don't stop calling me, I'm going to start calling the police.
Well, we are the police. What do you think about that?
Oh. I'm sorry, sir.
As a matter of fact... It may interest you to know that I and my army of the night have taken over all functions of your civil structure. The mayor's office, the courthouse, boardwalk, park place, the electric company, Reading Railroad, all of them under total domination of the Load Radio Hour. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. Absolutely nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, here on the Load Radio Hour, it's my privilege every week to blither on at you for you know, God knows how many hours and have you sit there and listen. But we need money and lots of it. I'm planning to move to New England so that I can be with my girlfriend instead of, you know, being without her for months and months at a time. And in order to do that, I can't keep spending the lavish amounts of dough that I normally put on the show. And only you can fix that with your money and your mafia contracts and that sort of thing. Anyhow, here's more calls. Jesus. Did I say that or think that? Load Radio Hour. Could they hear me? Were they there? Load Radio Hour. Hello. Are you there? Were you listening? Where were you?
In 1942. Motherfucker!
It's so irritating to get those calls. They call and they hang up. What the fuck is wrong with these pussies? Like they don't know how to operate their telephone machine. Totally. What the fuck? Listen, you want to hear an example of failing it? Here's a prank call featuring DMX.
Think you can turn down your TV?
Pardon?
Can you turn down your TV?
Can I turn down my TV?
Yeah, it's too loud.
It's my kid,
What? What?
My kid crying.
Well, can you tell him to shut the fuck up?
You better shut your fucking mouth, mister.
Whoa. I'm just telling you I can't get to sleep. I have to work in a couple...
Shut the fuck up. Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, Todd.
Who's this?
This is Jack Torrance.
Who the fuck are you?
Jack Torrance.
Do I know you?
Yeah, I live on your street.
The fuck you?
What? Why are you so mad at me?
Well, come on down here and make my kids quiet.
Well, it's waking my dog up and stuff.
The fuck?
But my dog needs to sleep too.
Come on down here and I'm gonna ram your head in the ground.
Hello?
Hi, yes, I think you might have found my doggy.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm calling, my friend Jethro, he got the internet at his house, and I'm looking for my chow. Her name is Betty.
Oh, yes, Chow Lab Mix?
Yeah, she's real aggressive, likes to bite little children. Is she the one you have nice and, is it a good dog, or is it very temperamental?
No, she's really, really sweet.
Yeah, that must be her then. Let's see, how old does she look?
She's about a year old.
Would you put is she by the phone right now?
Do you realize it's 3:50 in the morning?
Yeah, perfect time for finding my dog. Could you put the phone to her ear?
Could you call back at a better time?
Okay, well see, the thing is I don't have the internet and my phone is cut off at my house. I'll be at my house in a little bit if you want me to, I got some cups with a string if I could drive one by your house on the way home. Do you get a dictaphone service?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I think you might have my dog.
Right.
Yeah, how old does she look?
About a year.
About a year old, okay. It's a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And she's real aggressive around one-year-old children.
No, she would know.
No, that's definitely her then. Okay, yeah, I lost her in the uptown area. I was driving around my boy Skeet's truck, and she was in the back of the truck. She hopped right out and went running, chasing after some Vietnamese folks in the trolley car.
Okay. What are her ears like?
Hello?
Her ears?
Yeah, what happened to them?
Well, I know I'm asking you.
Yeah, she can hear pretty good.
No, I mean, there's she has special markings on her ears.
Yeah, they shape like a one-year-old baby. She don't... Hello?
Yeah, she has special markings, though, on her ears.
Yeah, little spots, like a Dalmatian.
No.
Yeah, that's definitely her.
It doesn't sound like her.
With her ears?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
She has special markings by her ears. There's something special about her ears.
Yeah, it looks like a little checkerboard.
No.
The one is slightly clipped.
No.
They're droopy.
This isn't your dog.
Yeah, it's definitely her. It's real aggressive around foreign children.
No. This is not your dog.
Will you put the phone up to her ear?
No.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. How is you? I was calling about the pot-bellied pig. Did you have yourself a recycling classified?
Who is this?
My name is Hondro. Who is this?
Who is this?
My name is Hondros. I was calling about the potbelly pig.
Yes, I have a potbelly pig.
All right, that sounds like a mighty big piece of bacon. Tell me about it.
Well, why don't you come on over and see this potbelly pig?
All right, that's what she had written. I said, all right, if I bring my brother with me.
Hello?
He will behave.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, my name is Hondros. I was calling about the potbelly pig.
Who is this?
My name is Hondros. I was calling about the potbelly pig.
Why?
I will, if you would allow me to. I think the young lady I was speaking to previously had mentioned that I might come over and take a look at it. And if it is all right, I'll have my brother Leroy drive me over there directly.
Who's this?
My name is Hondro.
Hondro? Where
That's
you live at?
Right. I live over here next to the steel mills, which is located just 5.5 miles outside of the city limits of Long Beach. That's what I tell my cousins when they comes up to
What are you? What's your nationality?
Me?
Yeah. No, well, who am I talking to?
It's fucking nigger. Can't you tell by
the
voice?
I know.
Down there, there's no call for name calling.
Huh?
I was calling about the potbelly pig.
What? Hello?
Yeah?
Who's this?
I was calling about the pig, that big piece of bacon you got for sales. I wonder if I'd bring my brother Leroy over, if he could lift it. I would be able to tell you directly exactly how much I'd be willing to offer.
Yeah? Are you a sure cowboy? You could suck my big Mexican dick, cowboy. You hear me, cowgirl?
Who is this? Who is this? I got something to tell you, my boy.
Hello?
Yeah, listen to me, boy.
Who's this?
My name is Gratia. This is Gratia.
What's this?
My name is Gratia. How many times do I have to tell you?
Who are you?
My name is Gratia, you little pig.
Who is that?
Put the little pig back on the phone.
What?
Put the little pig back on the phone. This is Gratia. I have a message for him. Something is going
no,
to
listen,
be...
No, listen, if you want to see my potbelly pig, you call tomorrow, okay? Because it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Put the little boy back on the phone.
I'm not going to put the little boy back on the phone. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Hey, fool. Hey.
Yes, this is Gratia. What do you want, boy?
Well, this is me, fool. What's up?
What do you want, boy?
What do you want, boy?
Well, I tell you, how about I come out there and let you know that I bring you something? Something you like.
Well, come over, fool. You want the address or what?
Yes, I want the address.
You want the address?
Yes, I do. What is it?
You got a pin, motherfucker?
You keep not telling me address. It make me think you're afraid of me. Now what is the address, you little pig?
Fuck you, fucking little bitch.
I still don't know.
You little fucking bitch.
Why don't you come over? I got something for you, motherfucker.
I'm trying to come over. You haven't given me the address yet.
I got something for you, mother. Give me your address, motherfucker. Give me your address, fool.
I'm at the Sears. I'm at the Sears looking to the hardware store. In the hardware section with my friend. My friend who works here at Sears. So how many are you going to come meet me at Sears? Is that what you want?
Hey.
You want to meet me at Sears? Shut up. Fine. Come meet me at Sears.
Hey, you shut up, man.
It'll be a lot easier.
Hey, you listen to me, man. Shut up.
There.
I ain't playing, motherfucker. I just got out of prison to serve 10 years. And if you don't get off this fucking phone right now, I'll kill your fucking ass. And if you think I'm playing, you try me, bastard. If you call back, you're fucking dead.
I'm pouring a cup of water on you. I'm pouring a cup of water on you right now in my mind.
Get off the phone, it ain't funny.
What the fuck is
done there?
Hello. Hello, I'm pouring a cup of water over your head right now,
Master. Fuck you. I'm warning you, man.
I'm taking
I'm warning you, this big bad weed on my website. You got fucking problem with that, homes?
I'm taking a lighter right now and I'm going to burn you.
Yeah, come burn me, motherfucker. Come burn me. I'll light your ass up like a match, motherfucker.
So what is your address?
Bring it on. Bring it on.
What is your address? You
bring it on.
Why are you not saying the address?
Hey, you got your fucking dick in your hand, pervert? Huh? Why don't you use your real voice? Why don't you talk like a man? Why don't you talk like a man?
Well, of course I hold myself up behind that time.
What are you, little bitch? Why don't you talk like a man? Why don't you use your voice? Why are you trying to disguise your voice?
Well, of course I hold myself from time to time.
Yeah, hold your... Come here, I'll hold your neck, motherfucker. And I can let go.
Well, okay. We will see then what is your address. We will see all of this. All of this will be for us all to see. I will bring my friends, my nephews. They will steal them. They will steal them. Videotape me, you. Your hand on my neck, my hand on my balls, my foot up your ass. Now, what is your address? Hello.
You want to play little games, man? You want to play little games?
Are you the one who will not give me the address? Is it you again?
Yeah, you want an address?
Yes.
Why don't you meet me right now on the corner of Q Street and Lagoon in Wilmington?
I know where it is.
Yeah, you know where it's at? Well, I want to see the hell out of
it. What time does your bad, inexpensive watch say right now?
Yeah, what time are you gonna be there? What, how long?
Tell me.
How long will it take you to get over there?
Don't
the corner,
you think it will make sense?
Huh?
That's
how long will it take? How long will it take you? I told your corner, you and the crew, meet me there. How long will it take you, motherfucker? What are you fucking deaf, motherfucker?
Fucking nigger!
Look, the watch you bought from Target, what does it say? What does your Target watch say? What time?
Yeah, 10 minutes, all right?
Your Target watch only say 10 minutes, it's not 5 hours.
10 minutes, all right?
Wait, okay, 10 minutes. 10 minutes from now, I see you then.
Just a small reminder. Awaits you all!
And here on the Load Radio Hour Telethon, we're doing exceptionally well. We have $35 out of our $100 goal, and if you can make up that $65 or any portion of it, feel free to call in. Everybody that donates on the Load Radio Hour Telethon will be receiving a free Load DVD with God knows what on it. Home porn movies, footage of me jacking off Hitler's corpse, which was preserved by the Soviets in ultimate suspended animation and can be reanimated through godless necromancy and jacktacular wank antics. That sort of thing. If you're looking to call in, you've got about a 30-second window while I blither on aimlessly for no fucking reason, incomprehensible gibberish spewing from my every orifice as it cascades, resonating into your ears, reverberating around in your empty fucking peanut of a skull. Give me your money, faggot. I swear to God, I'm going to kill everyone. The President of the United States, the President of whatever other countries have presidents, the Prime Minister of Canada, Tony Blair. Hold on, I got a call. Load Radio Hour.
I want to lovingly lick your O-ring with my semen-dipped tongue.
Super sexy. Where was I?
Suck a polar bear's funky ass. Suck a racehorse's cup with Heinz tomato ketchup. Suck a donkey's shitty ass. Suck a male camel's stick of hoisin sauce. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a European bison's smelly ass. Suck a woolly mammoth stick of Miracle Whip. Suck a snow leopard's ass of whipped cream. Suck a hyena's spermy dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick.
Sell me some crap over the phone and you're calling me a loser? You're going to take innocent people's money, some crap. If it was so good, you would just invest all your money yourself. Why are you calling people?
What are you doing at home during the day? That's what I got to wonder.
I'm waiting for you to call.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You got, I got a string of little boys walking through your apartment, don't you? Yeah.
And your son is the first one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You're real clever, aren't you?
Yeah.
I guess I'm just wasting my time with a guy who can't get his ass off the couch in the middle of the day, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, good. Why don't you go back to the porno channel, okay, buddy?
Thanks, bitch.
What I'd like to do for you, Jules, is customize a package based on your investment experience. Have you ever traded stocks before?
No.
No. Okay. What about mutual funds?
No.
No problem. What about commodities?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with the Dow Jones?
No.
You could have averaged as much as 17% return per month over the past 11 months. If I can show that to you in black and white, that's the kind of returns you're looking for.
No.
No, that's not what you're looking for?
No.
Do you do any investing right now?
No.
You don't want to see a 17% return?
No.
Is that your favorite word?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling you from Match. Is this a bad time?
No, this is fine. I was just in the middle of counseling a couple, but that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. No, go ahead.
No. They're sitting in the waiting room at the rectory. So I'm leading the priesthood in about a couple months, so I'm going to start dating.
Really? And what's making you leave the priesthood, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm horny.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely makes sense. Well, being that since you can't date right now...
Well, I wanted to start coming in, actually, and just going over the whole process.
Excuse me, Father Price?
Yeah?
Where's that, the movie?
It's in the VCR.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Rufler?
Yes.
You're going to take that towards the Garden State Plaza, Beth.
Windsor Garden Mall.
Father, could you turn that down, please?
To the Garden Mall, okay.
Father, could you please? Could you turn that down?
Okay.
This is a business.
I'm sorry, he's just a little crazy.
Father, could you shut the door, please?
You're a priest and you have porn on in the...
I don't have any. There's a priest that just got transferred 6 months ago. We are human, though. We do have impure thoughts. That's why I'm leaving the priesthood.
All right, well, I'm sorry. You just don't come across horny priests very often.
Have you been reading the news lately?
Not really.
What does the whole thing cost, actually?
We tell people to bring in about $250.
Okay, what, Father Don?
Yeah?
Could you bring in the collection box, please?
Hold on a second. Are you going to be, like, seriously using church money for this?
I was just going to see how much we had in there. I might, you know, just take a few bucks out of it.
It's locked.
Is there any way you can open it?
Okay, are afternoons or evenings better for you?
Evenings.
Evenings would be better? Oh, it's kind of difficult to do an evening when we're really, really booked.
I got plenty of change I got to count here. Father, help me count this change, please. I love it. These dummies put this money in the collection box. I think it's going to the church.
What happened?
People are assholes sometimes. So do I need to bring the change, the $250 with me?
You're going
to
bring the change?
Well, I'm going to see if I can go to the bank and get a change, but I don't want them to be suspicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you just want me to bring the collection box in, it might be easier.
Yeah, you can leave the collection box at home.
Okay.
Just, you know, as long as it's $250.
Well, you might have to bust open that other one.
Come on, seriously, you got to be kidding me, right? You got to be joking me.
All right, we got plenty of money now.
I mean, you know what, just don't waste our time.
I'm horny all night long. I'm horny all night long. I'm horny all night long.
You did it. You brought this upon yourselves.
You failed to donate to the Low Radio Hour. And look what you have wrought. Doom. Devastation. The world set on its ass, burning. Flames bursting from everywhere. Human beings wandering around with the flesh rotting off of their bones. Utter annihilation of the human race. Rape, devastation, nuclear holocaust. All because your cheap ass wouldn't fork over the $20. 20 measly dollars could have averted all of this, you faggots. You could have ended it. You could have stopped it, motherfucker.
Bitch, take this. You lick my hemorrhoids. Yeah. my hemorrhoids. Tits hang down to your pop's belly, and your thighs are as wide as a 10-ton truck. Your hemorrhoids hang out of your slack fat ass like grapes on a vine, swollen purple, blue, and red.
Hello?
Excuse me, I'm calling from Electronic Incorporated.
Hi, what can I do for you, Tits?
We help you to accept credit cards from customers.
Right.
What type of service or product is it that you offer?
Well, it's an escort service.
Okay, all right. Are you currently accepting credit cards from customers?
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of the guys come in here, you know, with the girls, they don't really have credit cards.
Well, basically what we do is we set you up with the merchant account, and then you would be able to accept the credit cards from your customers.
Or any of the girls, the prostitutes, going to have to fill out any forms?
No, they don't have to because you're the owner of the company.
Okay, I'm just making sure because, I mean, most of them are like, you know, on crack and they shake a lot, so they're not going to be able to really fill out paperwork.
No problem. You're the owner of the company.
So the problem is if I put the money on the credit cards, how are my, my hookers going to get their money?
You have to pay them.
I know, but they like the money as soon as they're done. You know, as soon as they finish with whatever service the guy wanted, they like to get paid right there.
I can send you the information.
Okay, so it's no problem that, you know, it's an escort service and I'm basically their pimp and stuff, so I could still go
right
through your company.
Yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't matter that, you know, whatever's going on.
Right, right. Okay.
So you guys have no problem dealing with, like, a pimp, then?
Hold on one sec. Now, are you offering an escort service, or are you a pimp?
Well, I mean, it's escort service.
But you keep calling them hookers and prostitutes, and we don't set up for pimp. And you can be an escort service, but not a pimp.
Well, I run the escort service, but I'm basically their pimp.
And I'm sorry, we cannot help you.
Would you be interested, maybe, because I'm looking for some other girls?
Thank you for inquiring.
Do you have any friends that are sluts? Hello?
Doom. And we're going to keep doing the show until I get my $65 so I can match it and get a new mic. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any money at all, and it's just languishing, going to waste, earning interest in a bank account or something, that's not doing you any fucking good. Or if you were planning to spend it on something for yourself, you selfish bastard. I mean, what the fuck? I am just disgusted at the temerity of you to try and keep your own income and money. You make me sick. So give me your money. All of it. Lots of it. All right, we got a prank call. Now, this is probably, you know, other than, you know, Jesus rising back from the dead. This is the greatest thing that's ever going to happen to you listening to this track. So enjoy. Lol.
Did you know that you can get answers to your technical questions as well as chat with a live agent via our website?
No.
Visit us today at www.support.fastaccess.com.
Thank you for calling Bell South Fast Access Technical Support. This is Earl. May I have the 10-digit telephone number you're calling about, starting with the area code, please?
Yes, the number is...
Okay, and may I have the name and address on the account, sir?
My name is Senator Zach. Yes?
Okay, sir, that number is...
Yes, I'm having trouble. I was trying to download this Jenna Jameson website thing, and it keeps coming out to be gay porn. It says there's a problem with my DSL connection, and I keep trying to download it, but it won't download properly.
Okay, sir. Could you hold on for just one second?
Okie dokie.
Are you using Kazaa, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir.
most of the files on Kazaa have been renamed, and they're...
Yeah, I'm aware of that fact. You know, that was on account of the fact that it was a Ramrod Marines 3 when it said you're in a Jameson, but then this bubble message keeps popping up saying that there's a problem with my DSL, that it has been corrupted and become gay.
No, sir. Your DSL hasn't been corrupted and become gay.
Excuse me?
It hasn't been corrupted and become gay.
I'm sorry. No, you must have misunderstood me. Today, I said it's been corrupted today. That's what my message said.
It's been corrupted today?
That, exactly.
And did it say your internet service has been corrupted or the file has been corrupted?
It says DSL connection has become corrupted and gay.
Hold on for a second, please.
Okie dokie. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's still, I'm trying to download it right as we speak. And it keeps flashing up that little window. It says corruption, evident, and gay. Now, I just got a new modem from you guys. So I don't know, this new modem y'all sent me was pink. I'm a little suspicious about it. A little bit smaller than the black modem I had. You know, I didn't really like that one either. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still listening.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hold on for just 1 second, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for holding.
Okay.
Mr. Has this pop-up been coming along ever since you've been trying to download this file?
Well, ever since I got that new modem, it's been saying something about the gay internet. It's connecting me to some new sort of internet.
Okay, sir. What kind of modem do you have?
Let me check. Where the hell did my modem go? I'm not sure what kind of modem is. I'm looking for it, but all I see it is the cords. Hold on, let me talk to my lover.
Okay, sir, that's fine.
Yeah, hey, what's up? Hey,
yes,
I'm trying to figure out what the problem with this modem is. I'm a little bit more technically and sexually competent than my friend there. So, yeah, can you help me out? What is your name, son? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, son. What's your name?
My name is Earl, sir.
Earl?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a fine name, Earl.
Well, thank you.
My name's Carl. Alright, yeah, it's a Westel.
It's a Westel? Are you connected using the Ethernet or the... Or the USB, sir.
I've got both of them plugged in.
Okay, well, you only need to have one of them plugged in. Go ahead and take out the blue cable.
I'll do that. Alright.
Okay.
Okay, I got it out.
Okay.
Now, these pop-up messages that I keep getting, as soon as I plug the modem into the back of the computer... Now, you know, it says that the hard drive has become corrupted with some gay pornography. Now, I'm not sure how that's occurring. No, but is your software supposed to do that?
No, sir. That's not our software doing that. Just installs the connection manager.
Yeah, because I'm a little bit dubious about your connection management software. You see, I was looking over some of the technical specifications of the file, and I became aware of the fact that the connection manager software actually has the ability to enable the remote access, which would allow somebody to do something like this to my computer, the way they could open it up and put all kinds of strange gay pornography on my computer.
Okay, sir, could you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you launch your Internet Explorer browser?
Yes. It's open.
Okay, type in support.
See, now when I opened it, it had even more gay pornography that just popped up, and I'm getting a little sick of seeing the same guy's ass over and over again. Yeah, it's set as the home page, and I don't know how to unset it. It's like, I don't know if some swish has been in here using my computer or what the deal is. Hey, hold on right quick. I gotta get up and put some grits in a pan right quick. I'm gonna let you talk back to my brother again.
Okay.
I mean my lover.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Zachariah again.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you could go ahead and click on the Tools menu on your Internet Explorer.
Okay.
Go to Internet Options. What version of Windows are you using?
We're using the XP.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
go ahead and clear, or do you see the button that says Delete Cookies?
Delete Cookies?
Yes, sir.
No, sir, I do not.
Okay, it's in the center of the screen of the new window that just popped up.
I don't see that delete cookies there, buddy.
Do you see a little label for temporary internet files?
No, sir. Okay, you're talking about down by the start menu?
No, sir. I'm talking about the Internet Explorer menu that, or the browser. Go ahead and open the Internet Explorer.
Okay, it's open.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry. It said chicks with dicks.
Okay, do you see the tools menu at the top? Where it says?
I see a big old tool. Okay, tools.
Okay, click on it.
Okay.
Okay,
it opened up more bubble pages. They keep... I got the DSL hoping to download stuff more quickly, but now all these pop-up things, I just clicked
right
on her tool.
Okay.
And now there are about 8 more windows in there. Hold on, let me close these out. Oh, God. Now I'm straight. That's my life partner, but that's just because I'm sterile.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So go ahead and click on Internet Options.
Okay.
And then did a window pop up?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, do you see the option where it says delete cookies?
Delete cookies. Okay.
Go ahead and click on that button.
All right. What is that supposed to do?
Do what, sir?
What is that supposed to do?
That's going to delete the cookie files on your PC.
Yeah, I need those cookies.
What is a cookie file?
A cookie file is a file that's transferred from certain websites. For instance, say you log into your email site like Hotmail, it'll put a cookie file in your account. So whenever you
I don't
surf
go onto the Hotmail's website. That might be the other guy. He might have gone on there.
Okay. Well, it just clears out those kind of things from your cache. Just go ahead and hit that button.
Okay.
Okay, now go ahead and click the button right next to it that says delete temporary internet file.
There's one that says delete pedo.
I'm sorry, sir, what?
Delete pedo? Pedo files? Should I delete them too?
If you want to, sir.
Okay. What was the other one?
Temporary internet files.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it's showing that corrupted gay internet thing again.
Okay, just go ahead and close that.
Okay, yep. I just minimized it. I might read that after I get off the phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, now delete. Okay, deleting.
Okay, now go ahead and click on OK at the bottom.
Okay.
All right, now go ahead and in your browser window type in S-U-T-P.
S-U-T-P?
P-P.
T-P.
P-P.
V-P? T-P.
P-P.
P-P?
Yes. O-R-T.
O-R-T. Oh,
dot
support?
Fast access.
Okay.
Dot com.
Dot com.
Com.
Excuse me?
C-O-M.
Okay. Okay, now
and go ahead and hit enter.
Enter. Insert Orifice. Okay.
Okay, did it bring up a page?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this lets us know that you're surfing on the internet. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to get off this gay internet.
Okay. Well, sir, the only thing I can suggest, well, we can't really help that because it's not supported. You could not download stuff of that nature.
What kind of
or
stuff?
You could go ahead and remove the spyware. The
okay,
stuff
yeah,
would be
I was trying to get the Jenna Jameson files, and now...
Yes, sir, I understand.
Give me a John Holmes home page for homies.
Right, or whichever pages you want to go to, sir. But because no, I usually download a lot of spyware on your PC.
Spyware?
And, yes, sir. And so you could go and get a spyware remover and remove it.
Okay, what kind of... Well, they aren't going to know that someone's downloading, you know. But see, it's on the gay internet, though. See, it says gay internet at the top of the windows. Gay internet traffic.
Okay.
Moving slow.
Have you tried...
Sir?
Yes, sir. Hold on for just one second.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and reboot your computer and boot it back up, but you're now connected on the internet and surfing. If you want to go ahead and remove that, we don't really support it, but you can go get a spyware remover,
okay,
and it'll go ahead and remove that for you.
Okay, now what is a spyware remover?
It just removes spyware, sir.
What is a spyware?
Spyware is...
oh, God.
Put on your PC that allows, or that sends information to different sites about your computer.
Okay, so it will send me gay porn.
Right. It's going to send you those things.
What things? The nasty things?
Well, the pop-ups that keep popping up on your PC, sir.
Yeah, something popping up right here, but I don't like it. Okay, all right. Okay, now how do I log off of the gay internet? I've been trying to do it for a while. I keep hitting the X, and then there's a little brown O beside that. I clicked on that, and it just sent me more pop-up things.
Okay, sir. What you do is you go to the back of the wall. Do you know where your PC is plugged in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, unplug it.
Unplug it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
it's not doing nothing.
Your computer's still on?
Wait, hold on. Go ahead and just flash. No, it's on again.
It's on?
Yeah, should I take the batteries out?
You have batteries in your PC, sir?
I got a car battery hooked to it.
Oh, you have a car battery hooked to your PC?
Is that not normal? It's a compact.
Oh, okay. Sure. Oh, you can unhook your battery, sir.
Okay, well, there's acid on the positive terminal. Let me go get some gloves real quick.
Okay,
let me talk to my brother again.
Okay.
Yeah, he playing with the terminal. Now, you know, what you say the situation is?
Well, sir, I advised Mr. Dierdorf that he could go ahead and get a spyware remover to remove some of the spyware from the account, or
yeah,
from the PC, and that would go ahead and eliminate most of the problem.
Let me ask you something. Is Bell South affiliated with any companies that sell gay pornography?
No, sir.
Are you sure that y'all haven't been selling my email address to these companies so that they could take over my computer and start installing these gay programs? I mean,
yes,
I got
sir.
That gay internet on there. It's terrible. I'm trying to get rid of it all night. Gay internet everywhere I look, it's anus, anus, anus. And that's a heinous anus. Island.
And that is some heinous anus. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd have the most successful Load Radio Hour telethon ever, ever, ever. Wow, shit, I don't even really need the effects panel there. All right, I'd like to extend very special thanks to Hal Jordan and Cyberdyne for sending us money. We got $35 out of the $100 that we wanted to get. Cake Drink wants people to fuck him right now on the air. God, Cake Drink, you are just the biggest faggot that I have ever seen in my whole life. Jesus. But, you know, send me money anyway. So anyhow, we're going to try and get the new mic. It's going to be a little bit... Okay, DMX now says that he is a bigger faggot than Cake Drink. I don't see it. I just don't. But, so anyhow, I'm going to spam the channel like 800 times with AK47.GIF right here. All right. And once again, on the Load Radio Hour, I'd like to tell you all, support jihad. Kill all Israeli man and boy. Rape all Israeli women. Allah al-Akbar. And be sure to tune in next week when we won't have a new mic for you, but we'll have something, by Jesus.
End communication.